Welcome to our service for the fourth Sunday of Easter. Jane and I thank you once again for all your messages, prayers and good wishes. I realise from one or two messages I've had that people have been wondering whether I'm back working. The answer is yes. We don't know yet when Jane's sister's funeral will be, or whether there'll be enough space for us both to go, but until then at least I'll be working normally, God willing. And so to today's service.
Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Grace and peace be with you.
And keep you in the love of Christ.
Alleluia.
Jesus, you raise the dead to life in the spirit. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you bring pardon and peace to the sinner. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you give light to those in darkness. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us confess our sins to Almighty God.
Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought, word and deed. We have failed to do those things that we ought to have done, and we have done those things that we ought not to have done. We are sorry and truly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and lead us in his way to walk as children of light. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us, pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Collect for the fourth Sunday of Easter. Almighty God, whose Son Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life, raise us, who trust in him, from the death of sin to the life of righteousness, that we may seek those things which are above, where he reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The first reading is from Acts chapter 4, beginning at verse 5. The Jewish rulers, elders and scribes assembled in Jerusalem with Annas the high priest, Caiaphas, John and Alexander, and all who were of the high priestly family. When they had made the prisoners stand in their midst, they inquired, "By what power or by what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are questioned today because of a good deed done to someone who was sick, and are asked how this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that this man is standing before you in good health by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders. It has become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given among mortals by which we must be saved." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Our second reading is taken from John chapter 10, beginning at verse 11. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because the hired hand doesn't care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Mercy follows me, your goodness is here.
May the words that I speak and the meditations of all our hearts be now and ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. This week, I put out, for the first time for a long time, a rota of services on the assumption that all our churches will be open for worship at some point in the month of May. The exception is Llanina. I've decided that for the time being, we won't hold services there on a Sunday. Of course, we haven't been able to have a PCC to discuss this fully, so it's by no means a final decision. In any case, I'm not thinking of closing the church, but when we can get together, the group of the people who love it, I think we'll try to decide how its ministry can continue in other ways than Sunday worship. Nonetheless, in May, we hope to be able to hold services in the other five churches. Doing the rota is quite a juggling act. Because all the services are in the morning, I can only be at two of them. I rely entirely on the help of the group of unpaid and retired priests and worship leaders, to whom we all owe so much thanks. For the two services at which I do officiate, I now create a service sheet with all the words that will be said or sung in them, except for the Bible readings which we buy in, the same service sheet for the two services. And the online service is also based on the service which I will lead in the two churches. I thought I'd share with you a little today about why I'm now doing it that way, and some of the issues to which it gives rise. As you know, Judith leads the services at Cross Inn on that church's own pattern, so I'm going to be speaking really about four churches, San Tassilio, Newquay, Llangrannog and Penbryn. The first issue to decide, of course, is how much Welsh there should be in the service. This varied between the churches before lockdown. When I was at San Tassilio, one Bible reading and one hymn would always be in Welsh. The Lord's Prayer would always be said bilingually, and we would say some parts of the liturgy in Welsh. At Llangrannog, there would usually be a Welsh hymn and some Welsh liturgy, but not usually a Welsh reading. At Newquay, before lockdown, the service was mainly in English, but sometimes a reading was in Welsh. The Lord's Prayer was always said bilingually. I was deliberately introducing a little more Welsh to the services, sometimes a hymn, sometimes part of the liturgy, to take account of the number of our people there for whom Welsh is their first language. At Penbryn, before lockdown, there was no Welsh apart from the bilingual Lord's Prayer. Very few of the regular worshippers at Penbryn in my time have been first language Welsh speakers. In addition to these differences in the use of languages in the different churches, they also used completely different worship materials. Four different orders for the Holy Communion, three spoken, one sung, from four completely different books or leaflets, along with four different hymn books. At Newquay, Mission Praise. At San Tassilio, the bilingual Canwch yr Arglwydd, which was also used at Llangrannog alongside another hymn book, Hymns Old and New. And at Penbryn, the completely different New English Hymnal. Are you keeping up? I'm not trying to criticise the reasons why past vicars across the two benefices created a system of such diversity, but I do think it makes no sense to sustain it for the number of people we now are, a much smaller number than the number for whom this very varied system was arrived at. I'm also trying to say that when I'm drawing up the service, I try to keep in mind the varied preferences of the members of the different congregations so far as I can know them, but it is really complex to do so when our previous materials have been so different. And I thought I'd try to illustrate some of those considerations by looking with you at some of the choices that have gone into today's service sheet. First, for the online service, it was absolutely essential to have a Welsh hymn today. Each of Llan Tassilio and Newquay, the church services, will have at least one reading in Welsh. But our reader and our intercessor for the online service are both English, so there'd be no Welsh in the service unless we have a Welsh hymn. Well, what should it be, or rather, from what category? By and large, the choice of Welsh hymns falls into three categories. There are Welsh hymns originally in Welsh that only Welsh people will know. And then there are Welsh hymns which have been translated to or from English, some translations better than others, that will be more widely known. And then there are a very few Welsh hymns originally written in Welsh, which English speakers in Wales will know because they're so popular. Llangrannog is probably the only church where I choose any from the first category, and that not very often. But Sunday's sheet is for Llantysilio and Newquay, so I've chosen Calon Lan, which comes from the third group, a hymn which, even though it's in Welsh, English speakers living in Ceredigion have at least some idea of. It will be our last hymn today. Meanwhile, the psalm set for today is Psalm 23, so it makes sense to have as one of our hymns one of the metrical versions of that psalm. The most obvious one, which would be known at both Llantysilio and Newquay, indeed in all the churches, is The Lord's My Shepherd, I'll Not Want, to the Scottish tune Crimond. There's also, of course, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is, which has a couple of well-known tunes that would be known in both churches. But for today, I've chosen Stuart Townend's modern version. It's not in Canwch yr Arglwydd, so it won't be known so well at Llantysilio. But it's well-known at Newquay, from Mission Praise. Well-known and very well-liked. As far as I can tell, it's among the two or three favourite of the modern worship songs there. So I've chosen it because I think that the people at Llantysilio will come to like it too. I know that they're a little familiar with it already. But the hymn which will have given you something of a surprise will be the first one we sang today. The day thou givest us, Lord, is dawning. One of the things about the May Rota which is surprising at first sight is that even when all five of the churches have services, they'll be completed in the space between 9:30 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Just 2 3/4 hours. We've given up the idea that people will come to be served to services if we hold them in the evening. Like many of our old members, I used to love evening prayer, the liturgy and the music, the sense of quiet serenity which came with worshipping as evening was falling. But for all sorts of reasons, evening worship has fallen into disuse nearly everywhere, certainly in the Church of Wales and in the Church of England. Occasionally, creating worship on an individual sheet gives me the opportunity to sneak into our services a slightly modernised version of some parts of the old liturgy, the Evensong Confession, for example. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. They don't write them like that anymore. But what can you do about some of the wonderful hymns which were specifically written for the evening, when you never worship in the evening anymore? The one I've chosen today is The Day Thou Gavest, Lord, Is Ended. It's one of the best loved of English hymns, but it's very clearly set in the evening. The day is ended and the sun is bidding us to rest. How can you do it in the morning? The main emphasis of the hymn is that there are now Christians all over the world, so that while we are preparing to rest, to drift off to sleep, our Christian brothers and sisters on the other side of the world are waking to give praise and thanks to God. So in fact, what you need to do in order to sing the hymn in the morning is to rewrite it slightly from the opposite end of the day, so that while we are rising to greet the new day, our Christian brothers and sisters on the other side of the world are giving themselves into the Lord's care for their night's rest. And that's what I've tried to do in the version we sing today. The fourth hymn today is Sidney Carter's modern classic, Lord of the Dance. It's a bit of a bee in the vicar's bonnet, this one. It's one of those things that was so fashionable, it became unfashionable. it became so widely used and often so poorly used that people started not to like it. But it's one of the great modern tunes, with a tune taken from the folk tradition. By and large, the hymns and songs we use at Newquay have been much more modern than in any of the other churches. But if you look at the mix we have today, there's a traditional hymn in English, The Day Thou Gavest, a traditional hymn in Welsh, Calon Lan, a very modern setting of a psalm in Stuart Townend's The Lord's My Shepherd, and a fairly modern song with a tune from the folk tradition in Lord of the Dance. When I'm drawing the services and the service sheets up, I try to keep that balance across the piece, if not in the same week, at least across the weeks, so that people with very different favourites and different tastes get to sing their favourites at least sometimes. So, a lot of thought goes into trying to make the service appropriate for the churches in which I'm going to be working and for the online service. And I'm always open to your suggestions or comments about whether you think we're getting that balance right. To end on a slightly more spiritual note, you may notice that I've kept what may seem like the sexist language of The Day Thou Gavest. I've translated Our Brethren 'Neath the Western Sky into Our Brethren in the East. I could have changed it quite easily, All Thy Family or All Thy Servants or All Thy Children would have scanned just as well and wouldn't have had the gender problem. But none of these, and none of the other words I could think of, would have captured the sense of relationship which to me is so important in the hymn. It's a joyful reminder that we have brothers and sisters all around the world. Brothers and sisters who are rising to face the day as we are preparing to go to rest. And I found that that sense of relationship was more important to me than to avoid using the rather archaic device of the masculine to include the feminine. I'd understand if you disagree, but then you too can write your own version if you'd like to. Meanwhile, on next week's sheet, look out for Evening is falling like the last evening, Barn owl is calling like the last bird. Or perhaps not.
Let us affirm our faith together.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
I danced in the morning when the world was begun, and I danced in the moon and the stars and the sun. I came from heaven, but I danced on earth. In Bethlehem I had my birth. Dance then, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he. And for James and John, they came with me, and the dance went on. Dance, and wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance, said he, and I'll lead you all. Wherever you may be, and I'll lead you all in the dance, said he. I danced on the Sabbath, and I cured the lame. The holy people said it was a shame. They whipped and they stripped and they hung me high. Left me there on a cross to die. Dance then, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he, and I'll lead you all. Wherever you may be, and I'll lead you all. dance and they still go on. Dancing wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance, said he, and I'll lead you on wherever you may be, and I'll lead you on in the dance, said he. They cut me down on a legal pile. I am the life that'll never, never die, and I'll live in you if you live in me. I am the Lord of the dance, said he. Dance then wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he. And I'll lead you all wherever you may be. And I'll lead you all in the dance, said he.
Now it's time for our prayers. Our intercessions today are led by Richard. We begin with the Lord's Prayer. In tad yr hynwyd yn y nefoedd, sancteiddi dy enw, dyled y dernas gwneled y wychlis, megis yn y nef fechlu ar y ddear hefyd. Dyro ni heddiw ein bar y benyddiol, y maddau i ni ein dyledion, fel y maddau yw'n unna ein dyledwyr, ac nac arwain ni brofedigaeth, ethe gwared ni thrag drwg, hanes eiddo ti o'r dernas, a'r gallu a'r gogoniant, yn oes oesoedd. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray, an opening prayer. Into your presence we come, God of grace and peace, who was and is and ever shall be the Eternal One. Into fellowship we come, bound together in love, that died and rose again for us, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, we pray for our world this morning, a world still struggling with the pandemic. There seems to be little common ground between nations as to how to progress towards a long-term solution. We pray for a coming together of national leaders, for willingness to share ideas, resources and vaccines. We pray for a spirit of cooperation and a move towards international amity and friendship. We pray that our leaders will have learnt many important lessons from the tidal wave of this disease and will have, as a result, a great deal less arrogance and insulation toward each other, and realise how much each nation depends on others in this global village in which we live. We pray for a sense of humility and cooperation in our world leaders. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we give thanks for our health service and all the doctors and nurses and all support staff who have worked so hard and selflessly in the last year caring for the sick and the dying. We pray for all the staff and volunteers manning vaccination centres, ensuring the success of the vaccination programme. We pray that people will not be put off being vaccinated by misleading and inaccurate information. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our churches and clergy, especially for Matthew and Judith, as we return to church to praise you, Lord. We pray for Christians around the world suffering persecution for their faith. We pray for the homeless, the street children, those who are refugees, those who do not have enough food or clean water. We pray for all who suffer persecution and mistreatment at the hands of oppressive regimes. We pray for justice for all in the world today. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for those who are mourning the loss of a loved one. Many have died in the last year because of the pandemic, and it is easy to become overcome by the daily statistics of the number of deaths. Each person who has died has left behind family and friends, and the loss is made much greater that family members could not be with their loved ones as their lives on this earth drew to a close. We pray for those families that they may find peace that only you can give. We give thanks that the daily hospital admissions and deaths is so much less as the vaccination program progresses. We pray for all those who are waiting hospital appointments, those waiting treatment, those whose illness has been made worse by the necessary cancellation of normal hospital routines. We pray for a return to normal treatment regimes as the pandemic eases. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us rejoice and give thanks for the beautiful spring we are enjoying. Spring is a season of hope, a season of renewal. This is a troubled time in the world in which we live, but spring will be followed by summer and autumn and winter, and then to spring again, an eternal cycle created by you, Lord. A closing prayer. We need peace and quiet, Lord, to help us on our way. We need to find serenity to calm a troubled day. We all need help and comfort, a beacon in the night, the gift of love and friendship, an ever-guiding light. So, Lord, thank you for being there, whatever comes our way, for all the love that never dies, and thank you for today. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
Almighty God, our heavenly Father, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, and work in you always that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you and remain with you, this day and always. Amen.